All today.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, completely free. We just give them away. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com as we start things out by going right into the phone calls, where we can talk to Brian in Colorado on the Amplifier line. Hey, Brian.
Good evening, gents.
Good evening, how are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Bees today.
Love bees.
We've talked about before, you've covered it a lot, about this so-called colony collapse disorder, where bees are just disappearing all over the world and everybody's wringing their hands. There's a big group of scientists and government researchers and academics out of University of Pennsylvania, I think. They're all trying to figure it out, and as I pointed out before, that it seems that everybody who has a boogeyman is blaming that boogeyman on, you know, as the cause of this disorder. You know, the genetically modified food people, the cell phone people. Well, while they're trying to figure it out, we who keep bees know exactly what it is. It's just an escalation of what's been happening over the past 10 or 15 years. And the people in the researchers are finally listening to the people who are actually out there in the field, you know, growing bees. And my assumption, and the assumption of all the organic beekeepers that I've talked to, is that it's mites. Hmm. It's these little tiny, tiny things that get into the trachea of the bee and, you know, kind of disorient it, make it sick. And, you know, we've been fighting mites for years.
Really? Are these things so small that you can't even see them?
Well, you can see it with a microscope. It's pretty amazing. You get this close-up of the bee with all its hair and everything, and inside the hair that's on the body of the bee, you see this tiny little creature. It looks like a little flea, and it's just so small, even on the in the microscope.
Are they parasites?
Yeah, parasites.
Mites, parasite.
And they've been living in the trachea of the bee. There's a couple different kinds of mites. But what's happened is that in order to industrialize the bees, they've bred for bigger and bigger bees, because the bigger you are, the more nectar and pollen you can, you know, bring back from your trip.
Makes sense.
And so when they make the bees bigger, however, they increase the size of the trachea and give these mites a better opportunity to hang around for a while.
Oh, and the bees are at that point, they're a little more inbred, and you know, more susceptible to the same stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean the whole idea of bees in North America is foreign. I mean they're not Native American, neither are horses. Hmm. Bees were brought in by the Europeans. There were no bees here before. Everything was done with butterflies and other, you know, bees.
I see. I consider what you say might very well be blasphemous.
What do you mean, Mark?
It's the idea that bees might not have been in North America. I don't know.
What we're doing is we have this thing in our honeycomb, the honeycomb plate, the thing that they start off in. It's just a pressed piece of wax.
Uh-huh.
And what beekeepers have been doing is making the cones, the honeycomb, bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, that six-sided thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the bees just build out from there. And that's what's causing them to get bigger. And, you know, honey output is increasing and all that. So what we're doing, and a lot of other organic beekeepers are doing, is there is a new kind of comb. It's the same stuff, it's just smaller. And so the bees will make that, they'll put their egg in there, and the bee can't get as big because it's growing up as an embryo inside of this little honeycomb.
I gotcha. And if more people were to adopt the smaller bee method, then they might actually keep their bee populations alive as opposed to losing them to the mites.
Yes, that's exactly what we're seeing. Is the more of these smaller bees you make, the more of them come back home every night and, you know, go out again.
Now, could you explain to me the difference between a bee and a yellow jacket? Is a yellow jacket a wasp?
Yeah, they all fly. I don't know anything about yellow jackets, but they're not anywhere near the same thing.
Okay. Because I've seen these, since I've been in New Hampshire, I've moved from Florida, where we have, you know, just regular bees, sort of gold and black, and up here to New Hampshire, they have this mostly black things with some yellow on them that are fuzzy. And I thought maybe you could try to, you know, just checking out a little of the fauna here. So.
Well, if they come after you unprovoked, it's not a bee.
Yes.
Bees are vegetarian. They don't even like you. They'll defend their hive. They can sense your carbon dioxide.
No, nothing.
Yellow jackets and wasps, they're meat eaters. And so they like to eat you.
I haven't ever noticed any stinging insect actually come after me. You know, I generally try to ignore them, and I figure that they're going to do the same.
Well, yellow jackets tend to hang around barbecues and places where you're, you know, burning meat. They come from that rotting meat smell.
The fastest I've ever run in my life is when I'm running from bees.
Yeah, if wasps or bees, if stinging insects knew how much humans feared them, they would rule the world.
Yeah, it's true.
But they don't, fortunately.
Brian, is there anything else that you wanted to share tonight?
Well, just a little trivia. Did you know, I know, Mark, you like honey, did you know that a pound of honey takes 75,000 miles of bee trips to make?
Wow, that's a lot of bees working hard to get me a pound of honey.
Yeah.
Amazing. They gladly do it, though.
Brian, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL, CAI, toll-free line. In fact, you actually had an email, Wayne, that I guess was in regards to Brian's son?
Yes. Actually, about a week ago, he emailed me about his son who goes to government schools, and it was really interesting. I have to pull it up here. Maybe I could do it after the break. I don't have it right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But the teacher basically started going off about all the different undesirable types of government, one being fascism, one being socialism, and then she got into capitalism. And what was interesting about that is that obviously she didn't really know what capitalism was. She was really mistaking capitalism for mercantilism.
All right, I'll let you pull that up here in a little bit. I'll go to my email box here, and from Steve. He says, this recent business with the media institutions trying to sideline Ron Paul has gotten me thinking. What can we do to fight back? Talking about it helps, and Free Talk Live's success is in spreading the message, but I don't think it's enough.
I don't think it's either.
It won't be enough to get Ron Paul into the presidency, and in the case that it is, and I don't think it is at all, he'll be surrounded with enemies who wouldn't mind knocking him off or putting him in a metaphorical cage of legal speak, preventing him from actually doing anything. The cost of being a media outlet has been shrinking drastically over the past few decades, but there's still a great need for money if you or me or any others like us hope to make a real difference. Money to create and grow an infrastructure to hire talented people to form more effectively circumvent the barriers placed before us. Money with no strings attached, and a lot of it. Where will it come from? Thinking about the kinds of people and institutions we're going up against, it seems almost correct to give up. We're going up against an army of spinsters, the kind of people who won't even listen to us, who will sideline and stonewall, and if that fails, they'll demonize us. They'll make their viewers hate us so that they don't listen to us either. They'll call us anarchists and terrorists and radicals. They'll wave their certificates and diplomas and titles in the air while screaming this message, each one louder than the ones before it. The righties will call us lefties. And the lefties will call us righties. Righties will call us lefties. But until no one but us few will understand the definition of the word liberty. What can we do with this? How can we spin this? Slow and steady may win the race, and your success reflects that pattern. But liberty needs a trump card if it is to make any kind of splash. If a government wants to make its people fear its enemies, how do we make those same people fear their own government enough to reject it, but not enough to make them give up? To someone like me, a new recruit, apprentice of the arts of information, writing, video, sound, photography, speech, what directive am I to follow? All I can do now is watch. When I speak, no one listens. I already have my cameras and my microphones, my keyboard and pen, but who am I supposed to point them at? I can pick them up and hold them with confidence now, but I still find myself not contributing to the only cause that I want to contribute to. So this young gentleman is frustrated. You know, he doesn't feel like there's enough sort of liberty media out there, and he's wondering, I guess, you know, what can he do personally to help affect all this, to help move things forward.
Got some ideas?
Maybe add something to it. Sure. 800-259-9231. Continue his email and take your thoughts. You know, what is... obviously, it's not enough yet. There's some liberty media out there, but not very much. And we can count it on one hand, pretty much. So what's the next step? Is there something that we're missing? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, archives included, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours, or on your own. Finally, you'll also be able to hear and discuss the progress in the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we continue, an email from Steve. Steve is pointing out that he's got the ability to create some media because, as he rightfully pointed out, the bar for entry, the barriers for entry to media creation in this day and age are very, very low. If you can afford a few thousand dollars, you can get yourself your own digital video camera, a computer to edit video with, and, you know, you've got everything that you need, pretty much, a little bit of software, to crank out your own video content.
Right.
Same thing with audio. It's even cheaper with audio. You need a microphone and a mixer. So it's within pretty much anybody's reach.
You still need the media venue of some sort. But you know, at YouTube at least is a media venue, and some people will see it, especially if you manage to grow your list somehow. You email out, hey, new video out, entertaining, blah blah blah. I mean,
sure.
Entertainment really is the key. Look at Ask a Ninja. You know, I mean,
oh yeah,
it's huge, and it was just some guy who dresses up like a ninja in front of a TV camera and answers silly questions in a silly manner, and people, you know, tens of thousands of people watch it.
Right? Yeah. I think that's one of the more popular video podcasts out there, and so nowadays it's easily within people's reach, and the media distribution is getting better and better. YouTube didn't exist 4 years ago, it wasn't even around. And so that's really lowering the barrier of entry as well, because before now, it would have been a little bit cost prohibitive. You could put a video up on your website, but if it got popular, then you'd run out of bandwidth if it got FARC'd and it got put up on FARC.com, then thousands of people would go at once to go and watch your video, and your site would crash. But now YouTube's got they have the bandwidth, they've got the storage capability to where your movie won't cost you anything to distribute anymore. And, as long as you've got the rights to it, you can put it up on YouTube and they'll rebroadcast it unending amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
Things that get popular on YouTube, you didn't have to pay a dime for them to see it, except for whatever costs that you put into to producing it originally. So this is all good news for the Liberty Movement. But Steve is kind of... He's in a sort of this place of a zone of confusion over what to do. He's got all this equipment and he doesn't quite know what to do with it.
Now, he sounds like one of those guys that's more comfortable behind the camera rather than in front of it.
What it sounds like.
And those guys, man, if you've got the equipment and the time and the inclination, they can be very powerful. I've met quite a few of them that are, you know, they're putting together projects that, documentary type films, that kind of thing, that, when people see them, they'll draw a certain conclusion, a liberty oriented conclusion. If these things are done well, it can
right.
be a
we
big
had,
deal.
For two examples, we had the guys from A Candid World come in here and actually shoot some footage of us, doing the show for this documentary they're making about the Free State Project. And so that's really cool. That's something they just decided to do on their own. The Free State Project didn't hire them to do that. It's just something they're doing. Danny LaDonne, the programmer of the Columbine game, Super Columbine Massacre RPG, he's doing his own documentary on free speech and in video games. And he once again came and interviewed Free Talk Live. So that's how we know about these.
Right.
They came to us. But, you know, just two examples of independent filmmakers around the country that are just doing their own thing, putting their message out there. And there are other ones as well. So I can't really give you an idea, Steve, or anyone else who's looking for an idea. I don't have them. I do a radio show every day, and that's what I think about.
Right. Those are where the ideas go.
You know, I have a feeling it's somewhat like writer's block, you know, where you've got that blank page in front of you, and you agonize over what to put on that page. That's the tricky part. You know, once you get that inspiration, you'll have no doubt what you need to do.
That's the key right there. And in the past, with a lot of the creative work I've done, sometimes you just need to go out and take a walk. And you just have to keep asking yourself every day, okay, what can I do? What can I do? And then let go of it and let something come in. And it always does. It might be someday you're walking on the beach and something comes to you. You see somebody, gives you an idea. You just have to be open to it. And sooner or later, something will come to you that is really unique and you'll be really inspired. It'll be your idea and you can run with it.
Exactly. So I don't know when that's going to happen for Steve, but I figure the more he plugs into this movement, the more ideas he might be able to come up with. And of course, there's certainly a lot of things to cover here in New Hampshire. You know, I don't know if you're going to make money off of this, Steve. That's
a whole different story.
It may be a labor of love for you. I mean, we've been doing Free Talk Live for almost five years now, and just now is it really starting to actually bring something in as far as money is concerned.
Right. I mean, so yeah, that's kind of how that is.
You're probably just going to have to do it because you love the idea of getting the message out, spreading freedom as far as wide as you can. So, you know, look for that inspiration, and I like what you say, just run with it when it comes to you. But also, maybe come up here to New Hampshire to get inspired, because there's a lot of really inspirational people up here. You've got people like Russell Canning and Lauren Canario out, you know, doing these exciting protests that they're doing. Of course, there's more dry political stuff going on. I don't know how entertaining that sort of thing would be for television, but I bring cameras out to the protests that I go to simply because I have one, and I know that the more cameras are there, the safer our activists are from police harassment and that sort of thing. So that's my primary reason for having a camera out there, but also to document. I don't have the time to edit the footage, so I usually just turn my tape over to somebody else. So, you know, it's getting to the point where here in New Hampshire, or at least here in Keene, I don't know about the other areas, here in Keene we've got enough media-oriented liberty activists, and we could use more, for sure, but we've got enough of them to where people can delegate responsibility to an extent. Like, I can go out and shoot footage of an event, and I don't have to worry about spending the time editing that footage, because that's a time-consuming task that I just don't have time for. I don't want to spend my time doing that. But that's okay, because there are at least two people in this town that I can, maybe three people that I can hand that footage to, and they'll take it and they'll add it into the footage they might have, and they'll put it together and edit up a segment from it. Like, I shot some footage of Russell Canning protesting for this Tilting at Windmills event that he did. Or actually, no, it was footage that I shot of... I've shot so much footage. It was the footage I shot of the protest outside of the courthouse when Russell was in jail. Handed it over to the guys at Free Minds TV. They turned it into a five-minute segment for their show. Which, you know, that gives them extra content that they don't have to create. They didn't have to send somebody out to shoot that footage. And so it takes a little bit of the work off of their backs, gives them something fresh to put on the air on their show, and everybody benefits. So I say get here to where you can meet up with other people who have similar talents as you. That way maybe you can brainstorm a little bit. If you're having trouble getting that inspiration, maybe you can work off of one another and inspire each other.
Right. Yeah. Today I was playing racquetball with Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project. And he beat me handily twice. It was awful. Anyway, you know, we were just talking about FSP things, and, you know, we were bouncing some ideas back and forth. And I think we both got some ideas on how the Free State Project could get membership moving a little faster.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,300 pages of unique content created by, well, listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email from Steve, and then Mark, we're going to go to yours, Wayne, here in a moment. But just to finish up some thoughts here, Steve is concerned about, he's got all this talent in producing like video footage and that sort of thing, and he's just not sure how to put it to use. He doesn't have any inspiration to get out there and create something new. He also says he thinks that, and I think eventually he will find that, and I think he'll find it faster if he comes to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But he seems to, he says that he wants a trump card. He wants something that's going to make a splash. And I don't know that in the era of decentralized media that there is such a thing as a trump card. I don't know about that. There are viral videos that make a, you know, that definitely make a splash online, but is something like that really going to turn people around and change minds instantaneously? I don't think so. I mean, changing minds is something that takes time. It's something that takes consistent effort, consistent message, people hearing it over and over again.
Now, let's take a look at a viral video out there that was produced relatively low cost. It had, but it was really good quality, and it had a motivating message.
Okay, which one?
Cheap Trick. What's the name of it? Loose Change.
The conspiracy video?
Look, it's getting mentioned all over in media everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether what it says is true or not. None of that matters to me. What matters to me is that you're looking at it from that point of view. It's got a motivating message, and it's reasonably well produced.
Okay.
It was cheap, but it's reasonably well produced. So, you know, people could watch it, enjoy it. The entertainment value was there. And at the same time, you know, had a motivating message and got people to show other people and to who showed other people and on it went. So, you know, I think that if we just put enough stuff out there that at some point something's going to be good enough.
Something will catch.
Yeah.
You might be right. I just don't know if maybe you're right. Maybe I'm completely wrong, and that in this decentralized media format that we have today in this world, that maybe things can make a bigger splash than they have in the past. I mean, it just doesn't seem like, you know, without the big media outlets out there to promote your video at this point, that it's going to do a whole lot. I mean, I guess I'm talking about his trump card idea.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there can't be things that catch fire and get popular. I just don't know if there's a trump card. I don't think there's one video out there that's going to be produced that's going to be the determining factor in changing Americans to a pro-liberty mindset. I just don't think that's just the case. I'd love to be
changing them
wrong.
To a pro-liberty mindset. I might give you that one because it takes so much to unravel all that we've been brainwashed with.
There has yet to be a real good, you know, hour and a half, 2 hour long documentary sort of. Document, or at least I haven't seen it, documenting the rise of tyranny in America and the loss of liberty in
freedom
America.
Freedom to fascism is a pretty good example, and I think that if something has a chance of catching fire, it's that one. People are trying.
It has. You know, being someone who worked in front of the camera, I've often thought about unique characters that one could create to simulate or teach things. There's been a lot of people in the past who have done. Remember Ernest P. World? Remember that character?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Jim Varney.
Jim Varney.
Yeah, he's passed away now, but he developed this character just for fun, and he did TV commercials with it. But you could take any character like that and promote a message of liberty with it if the character is likable.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever really created I know there have been liberty-oriented characters created for books, like, you know, Atlas Shrugged and books like that. But they haven't really translated, at least so far, to the big screen. They haven't really translated to... I mean, yeah, you've got South Park out there with liberty themes. You've got, of course, non-fictional shows like Penn & Teller's BS and John Stossel. But as far as a fictional character is concerned, I can't think of anything. And you mentioned America Freedom to Fascism. Once again, like Loose Change, that's another movie that's certainly made a splash. I wouldn't call it a trump card, though. I wouldn't call that a trump card.
What would be a trump card,
though? I don't know.
Okay.
That's why I say I don't know if there could be this concept of a trump card. I'd like to hear what you think, though. At 800-259-9231, his final thoughts, he says that Nietzsche was a libertarian. Quote, "The state is the coldest of all cold monsters. Coldly it lies, too, and this lie creeps from its mouth. I, the state, am the people," unquote. If that kind of message can be co-opted and redirected to the point where both socialists and nationalists use it to justify themselves, what is our hope? What is our hope when most people don't even comprehend what liberty is? P.S. According to, and I think there's hope, by the way. I think there's plenty of hope.
I do too.
I think that people, when they hear this message, they might be shocked when they first hear it, some of them, but inevitably it works its magic on them. Liberty has a very infectious quality to it, and it's a positive sort of an infection. You hear the message, and you want to hear more. You want to understand it. You want to get it. You want to wrap your mind around
it. And once you get the principle of it, it has a tendency, especially if you are engaged in, like something like Free Talk Live, engaged daily in the listening, listening to the messages and applying it in all aspects of life, then it has a tendency to creep into all those aspects.
Right.
You know, you can listen to old archives of Free Talk Live and hear how my thought process and Ian's thought process has changed throughout the years on different issues.
But it wasn't an overnight thing, and I think that's the important thing. That's why I say there's no trump card that's all of a sudden going to change America into a liberty-loving populace in a week's time. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. And I know that's not what Steve wants. He wants that immediate gratification. He wants something to happen tomorrow that's going to work its magic on all of the American population. We've got the right message. We do, because it's right to not use force on others. It's right to not initiate force, and there's no doubt about that. And once people do get the principle mark, then there's no turning back. I mean, who goes back from being a libertarian? There was one guy that claimed it, But I didn't really believe he was a libertarian in the first place.
It would be difficult for me to imagine.
Well, you know, the debates last week, the Republican debates show that Ron Paul won overwhelmingly in all the MSNBC polls. So obviously the message
ABC?
And ABC too, and a few others. So obviously the message of liberty is catchy. And if they hadn't allowed him to be in the debates, of course, he just would have had all those empty suits blabbering at each other and with no substance. But he was the substance in that, and it was liberty he was talking
and
about.
And that's the point that I would like to make to the email. What was his name?
Steve.
The wanting to get it all done tomorrow is a great prescription for failure, because when you don't get it done tomorrow, then you're going to be sad,
burnt out, thrown in the towel.
The Libertarian Party started in 1971. And since then, look at all the accomplishments that we've got. Now there's all kinds of libertarian media out there. We can name quite a few. Stossel's at ABC. Penn and Teller's on the radio. Free Talk Live's Penn and Teller was on the radio. They're on television now. There's all kinds of media out there currently. Ron Paul is running for president under the Republican ticket. He's as libertarian as they come out there in the political, as far as politicians go.
Mainstream.
There's been a lot of success along the way, and it's been 35 years.
You know, he points out that slow and steady wins the race, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly steady at what we're doing, but I think that he's also ignoring a critical factor, and that is saturation point. There's a certain critical mass that will be reached at a certain point. And right now, you know, you've named a few of the libertarian media outlets, and there will be more because, again, this is a positive message. It's something that's going to be infectious. People are going to pick it up. Steve's going to get out there. He's going to get inspired. He's going to create some liberty media. Liberty media is being created right now. And they're all going to add to this sort of tidal wave that's going to be forming, and it's going to, you know, wash up against the American populace, and it's going to wash again. I mean, as each new media comes out for people to consume, more and more creators are going to be putting out content for people to find. They're going to find something that suits them, a video production that's just their style, a radio show that's just their style that has this message.
And I think the critical mass thing is right on.
Yeah, me too.
And so that's the question. The question is, when will we reach that point of critical mass, that point of saturation where people have heard this message and have been given the opportunity to understand it? More on the way.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door. because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and browse through our lovely Free Talk Live merchandise. It's high-quality stuff. We are not selling crap at this store. You won't be disappointed. Store.freetalklive.com. Brand new stuff for sale. The pre-order phase still going on. The ultra-popular Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte limited edition multi-gadget. We're limiting to 100 of these things. They're $60 a piece, and they're 2-gigabyte MP3 players, flash drives, they're FM tuners, they're voice recorders, all in one device. And it's got our logo on it.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a hell of a... You really can't beat that price. So get that and grab some of our clothing merchandise, like the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, the new Free Marketeer shirt, two different types of hoodies. We've got the new Free Talk Live beanie cap, as well as the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. Those are all our brand new items, and I'm not even mentioning our older items. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about libertarian media, the state of libertarian media, and the state of libertarian media is there's not enough. That's pretty much the state right now. But there's more than there ever was in the past. And that's a good thing. And it's on the increase. And we were just talking about the point of critical mass, the point of saturation, which is the point at which where an idea has saturated the population to the extent where a certain percentage knows about and is familiar with that idea. And I don't remember what that percentage is. I think it's 10% or something like that. 10-15%. So once, you know, a certain percentage of the population is familiar with libertarianism, because a certain percentage has heard the term, but they don't know what it means.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And right. There's still a large chunk of people that don't even know what the term is. They've never even come across it. More and more people are hearing the term, but unfortunately they're hearing it from people that are mislabeling themselves libertarians, like Glenn Beck, for instance, a national talk show host, that, you know, these guys, they want to separate themselves from Rush Limbaugh, so they just label themselves something else and then go on promoting their neoconservative message or whatever it is.
Right. He's just used the term.
Right.
And then, you know, when he talks to libertarians, actual libertarians on the air, he'll say things like, "You want to legalize marijuana? You people scare me."
And, you know, it may not be the term libertarian that ends up reaching the point of saturation. It just might be the concepts of liberty in general.
Right. You know, instead of somebody thinking, you know, trying to choose between, oh, let's have this big social welfare program that we start, or let's have this big militaristic expedition that we start. Well, maybe we could think about not doing either and, you know, getting rid of the growth of government or actually shrinking the size of government.
That's right. Exactly. In the last 80 to 100 years, the weeds of socialism and big government and anti-liberty ideas have taken root so that people don't even really know what liberty is anymore. But since our founders were so well-versed in that, that, you know, we have those roots, so I think to turn it back the other way is not going to be that difficult. Not as nearly as difficult as the forces of the anti-freedom people in the last 100 years or so.
That's a good point.
I mean, because it was brought on very incrementally, slowly, like weeds growing in a field.
I think that's a good point, though a lot of kids these days are completely oblivious to, you know, the liberty-oriented history of this country. I guess they get a little bit of it in government high school, just a bare-bones concept, so. But nonetheless, I agree with that. I think it will be easy to turn this around, easier than if we were in, you know, communist China, for instance. That's a hell of a job.
Yeah.
But that point of saturation is really important to reach. And the more media, the more voices we have out there spouting off the pro-liberty mindset, the pro-liberty message, the better off we're going to be. The more well-distributed the message will be and the more widely understood it'll be. And eventually it'll become, you know, I was looking for a famous quote. I don't remember who the original person was that said it, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it because I couldn't pull it up. But basically, maybe it was Gandhi, but basically it says, you know, first they ridicule you, then they laugh at you, and then they reject you, and I don't know if I have it in the right order. There's a certain order here. And then it's accepted as fact, your viewpoint. And so we're at one of those stages. I think we're, you know, depending on who you are and what you're doing, you're at a certain one of those stages. But eventually, people will accept this as fact. Like, it'll be the same sort of a paradigm shift for the population as ending slavery was. And in fact, it's going to be the same paradigm shift, because that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to end slavery again. It never really went away.
That's right.
It's just the
amen.
The more overt methods of slavery, they went away. The NASA with the whip and the cotton fields, that's gone. But slavery's still here, because if somebody's taking a percentage of your income, whether you're white or you're black or you're Chinese or whoever you are, if someone is taking a percentage of your income, I don't care if it's 50% or 1%, you are that much a slave to that other person.
That's right.
And in this case, it's the government that's taking that percentage of income. Not only are they taking your percentage of income, they're taking your time as well by mandating that you fill out all their silly forms and their paperwork, and mandating that you jump through hoops. You want to go and have a protest, you got to get a protest permit. Mandating that, you know, you do certain things that you may not want to do. Mandating that you not do certain things that you may want to do, like smoke marijuana, for instance, or go out and ride a bike with no helmet on. Taking risks, go and eat foods with trans fats, go and, you know, whatever, smoke some cigarettes. These are all things that the government controls, and to the extent that the government controls these things, you are a slave. So really, we're once again fighting the battle against those who would enslave us. It's an epic battle.
That's right.
It really is.
And whenever anything free is offered by government, whether it's free health care, free education, you owe them, man. They own you.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to stop. That's the trick, is helping Americans understand the system of slavery, very subtle slavery that has been set up, helping them reject it because they've tacitly accepted it. Americans have accepted slavery as a fact of life without even realizing that that's what they've said okay to. They know that it's bad. They know it's bad when they get their pay stub, if they even look at it. Most Americans are so angry about taxes that they just try to not even look at them.
Well, why look at all the other confusing numbers on your paycheck when there's only one that counts?
Right, but when they see those numbers, they're bummed out. You know, Julia gets a paycheck for, would have been $800, but after taxes, it's $600. That's a significant chunk of income that she could be doing some really positive things with in her life, but
right.
She doesn't have to do that. And it affects every single American. But most Americans don't really see that for what it is. It doesn't incense them enough to do something about it. So that's part of what we're doing. Finally, Steve says, Ian, according to the to your website, it took you 5 years until you were 22 before you created Free Talk Live, one of the very few long-running, liberty-geared media outlets that we have. He says, I'm soon coming up on that 22 mark myself, and I won't be happy until I've created something as well. What did it take in terms of emotional and mental maturity, as well as skills and people, to make something like this happen for you?
Whoa. That's a Free Talk Live is an amazing little thing that happened in the world. I mean, you had told me, what was it, 2 years before Free Talk Live happened, maybe a year and a half, that your dream was to be a talk radio host. So, I mean, there you had a dream, and it was very specific. You know, and I happened to talk to the general manager of the radio station that we were at. Once the station you were on, at the time you were on a rock and roll station, and then it switched over to a talk station. You were on there just as Board Monkey for about a year, right?
Yeah.
And I had happened somewhere in that year's time to talk to the general manager and kind of planted the seed that, you know, you said that you wanted to do this. Then you brought
a demo.
That air check.
Right.
And you gave it to him, and he gave you, the least desirable slot on the time slot that they possibly could. Sunday night at 7 to 10 p.m.
It wasn't long after that we went weeknights.
That next day, they basically offered us the weeknight slot. It just took a little while to make it happen, and then we went weeknights. And, you know, to make it a business, we happen to have, you have technical skills. You can make all those wires go in the right holes, and you can make all those flashing lights in those boxes over there, flash the way they're supposed to.
Right.
And, you know, I also came from the radio sales side. So between us, besides being talk show hosts, we are talk show engineers and talk show salespeople.
Managers.
And so we run our own business, and that's been very helpful.
But it's taken a lot of, it's taken a lot of time more so than anything else. Mm-hmm. And it's taken effort, and I think that the vision is a really important part. You've got to know what you want in order to get it. You're not going to just stumble into an opportunity to have your own television show or to, you know, and if you do find an opportunity, then it's important to seize that opportunity, carpe diem, so to speak, and take action on it. You know, I wanted to be a talk show host, but just sitting around in a studio being a radio board monkey wanting to be a talk show host doesn't do anything to get you there. You have to make those opportunities happen for yourself. Same thing with television. You know, you've got to get out there and churn out that content, get it out into people's hands. It's not an easy process, and it's not going to be a rewarding process in the beginning necessarily, except in, you know, mental reward. You're not going to get loaded down with cash, so expect that. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.